God, some people call them, and see what they would like me to talk about. And usually I ask that, and hopefully those people who need to hear that information will be tuning in today. And trust me, I didn't plan this, but it was interesting how this came about, because for those of you who are aware, I am working with Steve Fawcett, and the two of us have already put out an ebook that he has written, and we're working on the second ebook. And this is what Source wanted me to discuss, was the information that Steve Fawcett is bringing through about Barack Obama. And trust me when I say this, this was not planned, but then we know that there is always this synchronicity, this incredible dance. Maybe I should even say waltz between this dimension and the next higher dimension, and perhaps even the dimension after that. And there is this incredibly delicious, shall I say, meeting of the minds, when there is, you get to the point where there is this commune, if you wish to use it in that fashion, between the two levels. It is just so incredibly fascinating how this dance works between the two of you. And so, getting back to what Steve Fawcett said about Barack Obama, and he says, when this ebook reaches you, Barack Obama will have been elected president. However, as it is being written, the election has not taken place yet. And one of the things that he says is, my friends, this man is spiritually attuned. And what he means is that he has come from the higher spiritual levels of souls and will bring with him a unity of purpose, a sense of cooperation. And you will see again where common sense will be brought back to the White House. And I found this intriguingly beautiful. He says, thus, dear friends, we see this as a new beginning for Earth. When I say we, I mean the higher souls from what you call the Ascended Masters. I work with them very closely, and it is through my work with them and the Galactic Confederation that all of my words have their origin. And he says that he assures us that Mr. Obama will be driven and guided by those forces. Now, you might say, well, that's not what I've seen on the campaign trail, perhaps. I mean, you know, we all have our right choice how we feel about things. And Steve adds, he doesn't remember all of his connections now, as he has had to concentrate on winning his place as president. And so this has been consciously hidden from him, so that this information, not by its very nature, causes anxiety to his human ego, because he carries great responsibility to bring forth not only the United States into the light, but other countries also. For understand that all are one. And there must be cooperation among all of the peoples of the world. And I like this statement. I just love it. Those who are in the dark must also be uplifted. After Mr. Obama gains the White House, the higher reaches of his soul will unite with his human self, and you will see a vision glowing from the United States of America that will renew all those in the world, for peace is what is envisioned for your planet, and it will come to pass. So the next part of what Mr. Fawcett gave had to do with this controversy that has come about between the voters and the candidates, and division, acrimony. And he says, this is because what it is showing people is how the people are divided in their belief systems. This is not just a political division, but rather a division in belief systems. That is why the election has been so contentious. It is an attempt for souls to understand their belief systems, and that even though there are other Americans who differ from them in what they believe, they are nevertheless Americans. It is time for a president to be a leader, militarily and in all the other components of commander-in-chief, but also a leader in spiritual belief systems. And he goes on to say, we're not talking here of religious belief systems, but rather in the thoughts and ideas that all men are created equal under the sight of their Creator. And I like this, my friend, you're waiting for this. Playing fair in the pricing of needed goods and services is another aspect of spiritual living. For too long, the corporate world has been laboring under less than honorable activity. They have been skimming off the results of the people's labors, and it is time for a leader in the Oval Office to speak out about peace, prosperity, and fair play among all Americans. This concept will reach out to the people of other nations also. All of this will come to pass because this leader, who will turn out to be the respected leader of the free world, as far as innovative spiritual ideology is concerned, is being guided by his higher mind, which in turn is being overlighted by his soul. And he says right now he doesn't have full connection to his oversoul, but he will after he is installed as the next president of the United States. So, my friends, I'm so glad that I was directed to bring this information forth. For those of you who might feel that he is not right and your voice is not being heard, this gives a little insight as to what the spiritual forces have in mind for us as a nation, to bind together the wounds of Americans, but also the role that America plays in the world. I am so excited about the idea that we will have peace, at least perhaps not immediately, because there's just too many problems. But that is where the focus is. Peace, understanding, fair play. And I have to say, it's really going to take time to unravel all of this, because we certainly are in the throes of much controversy, of much confusion. But this is just to let you know, my friends, there's some hope. There is a plan, and it is designed to bring peace and cooperation not only to us, but to others in the world. My friends, give us a call, 877-876-5227. You might not agree with this, and you know, that's okay, because there will always be a meeting of minds, perhaps, yet one side might disagree with the other side. But in understanding and tolerance of one another, there should always be a path where two sides can become one. And maybe that's what all of this is right now. I don't know if you've been following the election. I certainly have. And I can tell you, it saddens me to hear such, shall we say, degrading words being thrown around, because that has an effect on all of us, to be caught up in the middle. For those of you who might be parents, you know what I'm talking about. You see one or two of your little children running around harassing one another, it makes you sad to be in the midst of that embroilment among the children. And it is like this has been what this appears to be. Children fighting, being unkind to one another, not running on perhaps their belief systems, but trying to hurt the other party. So many of our elections have been this way. Hopefully all of this will change. For those of you who might not be familiar with the work that I do, there is a piece of my mind that I am able to send into the center of the cosmos, where there the records of all the souls are kept. From the moment that the soul was brought into form. And I had the vision of that. And I have to tell you, friends, it was so exciting. It was so exciting to see this immense creative, like, table, the creative table. It was so large. It gave the appearance of eternity. And there was the Creator, this brilliant, brilliant, brilliant light. And the Creator had designed a plan, a program, what some might call the Tree of Life. And there were not just duties, but creative things that this Creator wanted to bring forth. And he or she was too large to come down into the lower dimensions, had to stay there in the center of the cosmos. And so the Creator took little bits and pieces of itself, which looked like particles of light being thrown out upon this immense creative table. And there was light, and there was sound, and there was desire. And as the plan was reviewed, the lights came forth and they changed according to the designs and the desires that was placed in the heart of these individual souls. And I saw them. I saw them in the vision, how all of a sudden there was nothing. And when all of these forces came together, there were souls in the next instant. And they had consciousness and awareness. And how they were startled. Like, this miracle, all of a sudden I exist. And it was so intriguing to watch their amazement that they had form. And there it was. 1 second, if you want to use that word, there was nothing. And the next second, there you were. And implanted into your heart were the things that you love. The things that you love, my friends. And when you do these things, it makes you so happy. It makes you so content. You could perhaps love the spoken word or to heal or to read, to disseminate truth. And when you do these things, it follows that there is such contentment. And this is why, because you were following that blueprint, that plan that you were created with. And so for those of you who might be unsure of the mission, you can call in here. Call the number 877-876-5227. And we will take your request and drop it at the foot of the cherubim so that they will open your record and we can find out as the myth of the light opens up and reveals how you were created, what you chose this time around to explore, to experience, and to fulfill what has been planted in your heart. Maybe you already know that. Because in meditation, you can follow that string. You can understand. If you reach the higher mind, move through that doorway, that entranceway to the soul monad that has all of your experiences that you have ever experienced, there is a string that you can follow and you can see that. And maybe you have done that. Maybe you have not. And if you have not, then give us a call. And I think there's somebody here, perhaps, that has not.
Hi, Carolyn.
Thank you so much for that first message. I really needed to hear that.
Which message was this?
The one that about Obama.
Oh, okay. And your name, please? Your first
name? My name is Monica, and I'm from Ohio. And
so why did you feel that you needed to hear that?
Well, I went to vote on Saturday, and there was a six-hour wait.
Wow.
So I couldn't stay, but I was so... All these things I've been hearing, you know, I mean, I'm hearing from this side and that side. I was confused. I was having doubts.
Yes.
And so I asked Spirit. I said, well, undoubtedly I'm not supposed to be here today because I can't wait 6 hours. I can't stand for 6 hours. So I said, I'll just go Tuesday. And so it was like, Spirit, you know, help me figure this out. And I just turned on my computer to this station. I'm at work, and it was like you were saying this. I'm going, hooray! Thank you, thank Father, Mother, God. This is what I needed to hear.
Did you hear the part that I said, Monica, when I started? How I actually go to God and ask for the sense of what God wishes me to talk about.
I came in right at that time.
Yes. And so I had no plan as to what I was going to talk about, and when I asked, that's what I was told. So,
well, I think a lot of people needed to hear that.
Well, let's hope that there are a lot of people listening, and let's hope that they can gain from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, Monica, it's very easy to feel discouraged because we've had so much in our country of people taking advantage,
mm-hmm,
of the taxpayer picking up the bills for everything and just seeing the tax money that has been gathered just wasted. We don't have to go into that, but I think people are feeling very saddened by all of this. There is no peace in their hearts, is it?
Nope, not at all. Well, I call because tomorrow is my 61st birthday.
6-1?
6-1.
Okay.
And I'm still wandering around going, what am I supposed to be when I grow up?
Well, have you considered, Monica? Darling, perhaps you haven't grown up yet.
Well, you know, we can only hope.
You might be running in your second childhood.
Oh, my.
Okay. I had somebody ask me how old I was. You know, when was my birthday?
Mm-hmm.
And I told them, I'll let you know when I get to be 25.
Oh. Oh, that's funny. So that's what
now
I'm talking about.
What's the question?
Okay, I know I'm supposed to be doing something, but I don't know. I mean, it seems like the only thing I am doing really well is working.
Okay, we will open your records for you, but before we do, there is a little message that I'm being told to
communicate with you.
Okay.
And first of all, you're talking about work.
Mm-hmm.
And the message is the interrelationships that we have with people. You know, you're giving them a piece of yourself.
Right.
They're giving you a piece of themselves. And there is a creative thing here that builds among people. This is no little thing, Monica.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to say a word to someone that lifts them up, that's no little thing.
Okay.
To be able to smile so someone can see some joy. Because, you see, a smile, a pleasant word, reminds those all around you that life is worth living. And so we are told that brilliant deeds sometimes comes in very small pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Monica, that message was given to you because we all think of these grandiose ideas. What should I be bringing forth to the earth? I don't see myself doing some great, magnificent thing. I haven't saved anybody lately who was drowning. I haven't talked somebody out from jumping off of a bridge. So why am I here? Do you know the story of Saint Teresa?
No, I don't.
Saint Teresa was a Carmelite nun, and they lived the life of silence except for the beautiful singing that they did. I was at their convent, and it was just magnificent. They sounded like angels singing, for sure. And they spent their time praying, and she was considered a saint, and they investigated it and found the miracles that she brought forth in life. But she is the saint of little things, like what we're talking about, allowing someone to feel good about themselves, being kind to one another, bringing a little joy to a person. You know, these things cost nothing, but yet they have the greatest effect upon the souls that are around you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a message that they wanted you to hear, because to walk in this kind of perfection, there is nothing grander.
Okay.
So to you and all of the others who are out there who hear this, understand that because the world does not recognize what you do, does not mean that you are not bringing heaven down to earth. This, Monica, is our foremost job. The reason that we are here is to bring heaven down to earth. And how does one do that? They do it simply by being themselves, bringing love here where they are walking, and allowing others to see that love. So that's the message they wanted me to give you, but let's go and open up your records and see what we can find out for you.
Okay, thank you.
And by the way, Monica, what they are saying is listen to this program in the archives, because that particular message is extremely important to you, and listen to it again, okay?
Okay.
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 Have you heard this show before?
No, actually, this is the first time I've heard your show.
Well, aren't you glad you tuned in?
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, I just happened to turn it on, and, you know...
Monica, we're on. Yeah?
I've just started listening to the BBS radio.
Oh, great. Don't they have some wonderful shows here?
Oh, I love it.
Of course. Say a prayer for Don, the gentleman who works very hard behind the scenes. He, you and all the others, he could use a great deal of your help as he struggles sometimes doing all of this by himself. Yeah, say a prayer for the guy. So, let me explain to you, since you haven't been on the show before. Oh, before we get there, I want to say I'm here every Sunday this time, and every other Saturday I have a two-hour show which comes on the same time, and it is remarkable. I work with a healer who is just fantastic. Listen to that show also.
Okay.
And so I told you I send a piece of my mind to the center of the cosmos, and the records are held in trust by the cherubim angels, and there is one right now standing there with your record. Now, the reason that they are able to choose your record and not someone else's is because each soul has a specific set of vibrational waves. And because I am speaking to you, I am holding the space, and I am able to take your vibrational waves to the center with me, and it is like a fingerprint. It opens up the key to your record. So what's guiding this is your particular vibrations. Now, they have your record, as I said, and they show it to us as a book. So it's not really a book. It's more like a computer disk that you put into the computer that is backed up. All the information is, you might say, electrical in nature, and it sits on a spot that is magnetic. And this is what is able to contain the records, to hold them, but they showed this to me as a book. And they have your record, and there's a cover on it, which is brown. Most of the souls have books that have a brown cover, and what that means is that when Source created your soul, your soul was created under the rays of love. We won't get into the sounds or the colors that was working at that time, other than when Source, the creator of all, came to that point in the plan where there would be love required. You were one of the vast amounts of souls that was called forth to express their love wherever you traveled. So that is your hallmark. Anything that you do that shows or illustrates love in some respect is going to make you happy. For instance, if you're, if you have other rays besides the pink ray, you might love nursing. If you have some blue in that pink ray, you might love, things that are of the mental ability, such as reading or, so these, rays that we're created under infuse us on a very basic level. Now, getting to your history in particular, they show me, you like intellectual things, don't you?
Yeah. Physics.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, you're a bit of a thinker, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because what is mixed in there, in this pink, there is blue. And the blue aspect is showing the intellectual aspect. And, of course, around the edges where the pink and the blue come together, it is sort of like this magenta. And so that's how these colors work. They all represent a different attribute. So you might say when they were giving out the brains, you stood in line for a while and got a big share of it.
Oh, good. It's a good thing I'm with a person that's extremely brilliant, because he keeps telling me that a lot of times I answer his questions. that he's been thinking about that he can't get an answer to, because I can look at it at a different place than he does.
Well, that's part of it. The other part is that you have, in this ability to think, you have a marvelous structure to reason. So, yes, you think. But see, a person who is not balanced might think and be very anxious. But you are standing there and you are balanced because you are grounded. And you do all this thinking and you're using your logic, but it is balanced, and so you come forth with an answer that is right on the mark. That's what I'm seeing, right on the mark. Now, let's go for a second, Monica, and see if you made any promises before you came to Earth. Now, what these are you're probably aware that when a soul incarnates that they decide on a plan that they're going to do with that lifetime, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
So you have some aspect, you have some sense of what you chose to do before you came into this lifetime?
Well, I have done so many, I've done so many different things. It's like I jump around a lot because I have so many interests. So I'm not
Yes, what they are saying with this, Monica, is that is all in preparation.
Oh.
In other words, you weren't jumping around. It might have appeared that you were jumping around, but really what you were doing was gathering information.
I love to gather.
So as you fulfilled your desire to learn about a particular subject, then you'd move on to something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you did that, you put these little pieces together, and so it would, like, form a mosaic, a picture. Does that sound right to you?
Oh, yeah. It does.
And you see that mental, what we might say, this mental structure that you have, and add to that the love that you were, that was, but by the way, while we're talking about this, what do you do for a living?
Well, I assemble emergency room records, mm-hmm. and I also work at a metaphysical shop selling rocks, which I love.
Do you see how you combine the two things here? Because in the hospital, in the medical records, you see the records itself is the organization that you have, the love of the printed word, so to speak, but you also have this love of service, this aspect because of where you are working. I'm sure you have a great deal of compassion for the people who come in and go out of the hospital, and it's like you're the caretaker of their records. Do you have this sense of feeling that way?
Well, yeah, I was a paramedic for 8 years, too.
So you see how all of this is evolving?
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's turn a little and look at the metaphysical, and to look at the rocks in particular, and let's see what they have to say about this, because I really think this is a very important aspect of your future development. Not the development where you have come so far, but, again, you have been collecting knowledge.
And
let's
rocks.
In rocks.
We have them everywhere. 35 years. 35 years I've been collecting rocks.
Now, are these rocks that you find outside on the ground, or are these different kinds of crystals? What are you talking about?
These are crystals. I have rocks from everywhere. I mean, I'm really into the meteorites and that kind of stuff, too.
Okay, so have you thought about this? What is the purpose behind this, Monica?
You're pretty.
What?
They're pretty. No, I love them. I love the energies that I get from them. But I enjoy having them around me.
Okay, and why do you think you enjoy the energies and have them? Why do you think you enjoy having them around you?
Well, they kind of, like, speak to me.
This is what I was looking for. This is what I was trying to draw out of you, dear.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they saying to you?
Well, they comfort me. They make me feel whole by having their energies around me. And like
okay.
I said, they're everywhere.
Now, I want you to focus. See, all of that I see here in your records, but I want you to focus on the rock that you particularly like.
The one I like, particularly like.
Now, you told me about a classification, as mm-hmm. I recall. They came from outer space. What did you call them?
Oh, the meteorites.
Yes.
Like Moldavite and Libyan glass and the different meteorites.
This is what I want you to focus on. Let's for a second turn our attention away from the other rocks and let us focus on this particular group of rocks. What do they tell you?
That I'm not from here.
Isn't discovery interesting? Isn't it interesting?
But, you know, I've always known I wasn't from here.
Of course you did. But what else are these rocks telling you?
That it's okay to be here. I fought it. I fought it for a long time until I was in my 40s. And then I
uh-huh.
gave up.
Now, since it's okay to be here and the rocks are actually talking to you, what do you think you're supposed to do about this?
Now that, I'm not sure.
That's why you called me, darling.
That's it.
That's why you called me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you haven't fulfilled this aspect.
Oh.
Do you meditate?
So what do I do next?
I'm trying to tell you, darling, do you meditate?
Every time I meditate, I fall asleep.
Well, that's,
I am
yes,
out.
But you see, you are learning.
Oh.
I suspect you're not meditating enough. If you meditated enough, you'd get beyond that.
Oh.
Okay. How does this sound to you? Those different rocks came from another area, and information from these other areas that they are coming from outside of this world, there is information stored there. And what I want you to do, my dear, mm-hmm. is meditate and hold some of those rocks around you. As if you're holding court. You're the queen.
Mm-hmm.
And these rocks are sitting at your feet.
Okay.
And they have messages for you. And you meditate, and you find out what those messages are, and you record them.
Okay.
Because this is what you do next, dear. This is the next doorway that you go through. This is the next part of your mission to tell the world what is beyond this world and the knowledge that you are retrieving from them.
Oh.
So how do you feel about that?
Oh, kind of goosebumpy.
Do your goosebumps have goosebumps yet?
Just about. My knees have goosebumps.
Now, here's what I want you to do, dear. I want you to work with this, and I want you to call me back and tell me how you're doing. Will
okay.
you do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, because I've just been going, okay, what am I supposed to do? You know, I felt that something was going to happen, but I didn't know what it was, and I didn't know where to go for it or to look for it. But I could feel something's about to happen, but, like, what?
That's why you tuned into your computer today.
Mm-hmm.
What I am giving you is your first step, and I want you to do your homework and then call me back for the second step.
Okay.
Think you can do that?
I think so. And I know that what you're saying is true because I can feel it in my heart chakra.
Yes.
I was getting weepy. I was getting there.
That's right. Well, you just take your cosmic handkerchief and wipe your eyes because you've got work to do.
Goody. I'm not afraid of work.
I know you're not.
I told my husband one of the reasons I was here was to help him and take care of him because he needs somebody that loved him no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Well, Monica, bless you, dear. Now, I want to hear the second chapter of this.
Okay, you will. And I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
And something else, Monica.
Uh-huh.
Tell your friends to tune in.
Okay.
Tell your friends to tune into the show and how wonderful it was for you and to call in, and they'll be surprised.
Right. I feel so good.
Well, you should. You were intended to feel good. We are all intended to feel good.
Well, thank you so much, Carolyn.
My pleasure, Monica.
I'm ready to go.
All right.
All right.
You're all supercharged, huh?
Yep. Bless it be.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. So, friends, we had a very interesting conversation with Monica. And just to mention some websites, all of my work is at www.carolynevers.com. We offer readings there, just like we did for Monica. And we'll talk about some other things. And what is your name, caller?
This is Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Hi, Carolyn.
Do you have any rocks in your living room?
I have rocks all over the place. I think we all do.
Yeah, I got rocks everywhere. I even wear them around my neck.
Yes. I carry them in my pocket. Especially if I'm going to have a hard day. Yep.
Well, the one that you have in your pocket, when you put your hand in there, if you've had a hard day, do you find that the rock gets warm?
Yes. Yes, they always get warm, and I grab it, and I kind of hold on to it if I know someone's really, like, getting to me. And
uh-huh.
I hold on to it and just, like, say, give me the strength, please.
Now, do you clear those occasionally?
Not as often as I should, and I know that you're supposed to put them in the moonlight, too, when there's a full moon, and I always forget to do that, so I need
to
do a better job.
Well, you don't have to put them in the moonlight. You can put them in, plain water or a little salt water, pat them dry, and put them on the windowsill in the sun.
Yeah, I should do that. My house has got a grid system with selenite, so I don't know if that's actually clearing them or not, but...
I didn't hear what you said. What about the house?
I have a grid system, like it's a square around my house, and I have huge selenite crystals that are kind of like, form like a square around my house.
Aren't you special?
So I don't know if that's working or not, but...
Joy, we don't have a lot of time, dear. We've probably got about 8 minutes. What can we do for you?
Well, I know we've talked before, but I don't think we've ever talked about kind of what my mission is. And why I ask is lately I've just really been frustrated at my job. So I'm not sure if this job is really where I'm supposed to be. The job that
That's
I have it. That gives me money.
Right. What's your profession now?
Right now I work in insurance, and I
Are you selling it? Are you working in the office?
Office, yeah, the office.
Okay, and you're working for an insurance agent?
Company.
The company,
big
okay.
conglomerate.
Oh, doesn't that make you feel good? I could just say the
wonderful.
Way you said those words. You're not happy there at all.
No.
I can read your vibration. You're very dissatisfied.
Yes.
And you don't like the way the company operates, how their energy comes down to you. You're very energy oriented, aren't you?
Yes.
And so what you're feeling there is you're feeling this
a lot of injustice.
Yeah, I know. You're feeling this discordant energy, and it's going right to your soul and your heart. You're not happy at all. That's really the reason behind your discontent with the job. The vibrations there are, you're struggling.
Mm-hmm.
You're struggling to stay balanced.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like what's swirling around you. It's why you're holding onto your crystal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so
I have them all over my cube at work too.
Yeah.
I don't care what people say.
Yeah. Well, you need that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And as I see you sitting at your cubicle with all those crystals around you, they're giving off all of these rays of light. And the light is kind of crisscrossing, sort of almost like lasers, if you could see it. And you're sitting in the middle of it, and these lines are crossing over your astral body, your subtle bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clearing. Well, it's a little bit more. It's more than clearing your subtle bodies. You're distraught enough at the job that the pain from that is actually distorting the spiritual body and your subtle body. You know, you have three bodies. You're aware that you have three
mm-hmm.
bodies in your subtle body, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
For those of who might not be, the next to the physical body is the emotional body. The spiritual body is on the end, and for a second I have forgotten what was in the middle. It doesn't matter because you're not working with that. It's the spiritual body that's being disturbed by how you feel at work, and so keep up with the crystals. It is helping you to balance and to clear the spiritual subtle body. We have 5 minutes, going to go real quick. Let's see what we can find. If we don't have enough time, what I'll ask you to do is call in next week. Will you do that, Joy,
okay.
if we can't get everything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see real quick here what we can find. When we were talking to Monica about the covers on a book, yours is a beautiful blue. Dearest me. And you've got this golden border around the blue. The blue is the color of aqua marine. Have you heard some of my past shows before?
Not that with that color, no.
You don't know. Well, this might seem like a shock to you, dear, and this is the reason why you're so sensitive to vibration, because you came from the heavenly realms with the other cherubim who came to Earth. How do you feel when you hear that?
Oh, I kind of knew that you and I were from the cherubim. Yeah.
And how did you know this?
During a conference call that we had.
Oh,
we had
okay.
Who felt they were from the cherubim, and I got that strong.
Now you know. It's why you're so attuned to vibration.
Very.
Yes. Kind of been lonely away from home for so long, hasn't it?
Very. Very. I'm really, really struggling.
I know. You long for it?
Mm-hmm. Every second of every minute of every day.
I know. It's hard, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see something. You haven't stayed here continuously, Joy. You have gone back and forth between lifetimes back to source.
Mm-hmm.
I see you, you're one of the cherubim who have learned how to do this. And so you have gone back and forth in between lifetimes. It's one of the reasons why you miss it so, because there's a part of you, my darling, that remembers.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one more minute, sweetheart. I can't tell you that much more, but call in next week. I'd love to talk to you about it more.
Okay.
See you, dear.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
My friends, it has been a delight being here with you. Do check out Metatron Minutes, www.metatronminutes.com. The newsletters that we're sending out are so remarkable. Consider joining us with Lord Metatron on our conference calls. The work is incredible, remarkable. I cannot put any more adjectives that could be more powerful as these conference calls. Consider joining us. And until next Sunday, let me hold your heart tenderly and you hold my heart tenderly until we meet again. Goodbye for now. Carolyn Evers.